The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Rock. I'm here in the kind of the foothills of these mountains here. What you see behind me is also the more or less the view that I have from the room that I'm staying in. So it's quite nice. And we have and the retreat that I'm teaching here finishes today. It's been a lovely retreat. So to begin with this practice of Satipatthana, yesterday in talking about the second factor of awakening, the differentiation of dharmas, often called investigation, it's not something that we do, like an investigation that we pour ourselves into study and analyze, but it's rather the byproduct of having a clear mind, clear, settled, relaxed mind. And it's a byproduct in that we start seeing more clearly some of the ways that the mind works, the activities, the actions of the mind. Could also be activities of the body and what we do. And we start, the important thing to see here is the difference between things that the mind does that are not to our own benefit, and to recognize that there are other things we can do that are beneficial. So if you have a piece of clothing that you have that is clean and completely clean, and the first stain that falls on it is maybe highlighted and seen clearly and recognized, and maybe there's a lot of thoughts and feelings, so that's unfortunate. But if that same piece of clothing becomes a work clothes, and there's lots of stain, maybe for painting with stains, and there's lots of splashes and stains that come on the clothes, it's a work clothes, so, you know, that's okay, that's what it's for, then one more stain is hardly noticed. Maybe that's not even noticed because there's so many stains on it. So same thing, like if we're tense in our body and there's so much tension, everything is tight, we might not notice one more little tension. But if we're deeply relaxed, we notice when there's some tension arises. It stands out in highlight. If the mind is calm and clear, then we might notice that as we drift off in thought or start thinking about something, we might feel that there's a kind of a mental tension that arises, a mental narrowing of attention, a closing in or a contraction, constriction in the mind as we get caught in some preoccupation. And we can feel that constriction doesn't feel very good. It feels kind of unhealthy or unfortunate to have it. And if the mind is clear and calm enough, and that clarity and calmness is pretty close by still, then it might be easy to see, you know, it's not really for my betterment just to be thinking about this. I think that I'll just come back to my breathing and let go of that and relax and come back to this clarity. If a hindrance arises, ill will or strong desire for something, once again, with the mind being clear, calm, open, spacious maybe, it becomes clear that being involved in the hindrance is not really to our betterment. It's kind of a drag. It's unfortunate. It's a loss of something that's very special. It's a loss of the clarity, of the calmness, of the settledness. And so this second factor of awakening is the kind of clarity, calmness, that can be there Naturally, if we are present in a relaxed way, in a calm way, that gives rise to a certain excitement, a certain enthusiasm for doing this practice, doing a practice of staying awake, staying clear, staying present, and really interested in staying here and now, because we're at that junction, the fork in the road, moment by moment, where we can gently let go of that which is not useful for us, and we can pick up or stay with that which is more healthy and better. And having that, seeing that junction, that fork, almost every moment, is not a lot of work. It's not like now I have to be busy. It's more it's obvious. Wow, yes. Why would I put my hand on the stove when I don't have to? And so receive, and there's this fluidity, this floating, this orientation then towards not going down into feelings, thoughts, motivations, concerns that feel like they diminish us. And there's more interest in staying in this state of clarity, state of awareness, state of presence, where there's an interest, an energy to, let me keep looking. This is good. Now, this comes as the practice develops. This is not something that can be easily discerned by someone who's just beginning. But maybe for this meditation, we can have a little bit of exploration of this. So, assuming a meditation posture, and this beginning to have a new reference point, so certain things become obvious, the meditation posture can be the beginning. Taking a posture that provides a sense of strength, uprightness, and a posture that allows you to relax, soften the body. And part of the reason for an upright posture, a straight posture, if it's appropriate for you, is you'll notice if you collapse or start leaning forward into the future or wanting or contracting, and the reason for a relaxed posture is you can start noticing when you lose that relaxation. Start tensing the belly or the shoulders or the jaw. So feeling is posture, and taking a few long, deep breaths so that you can exhale, have a lengthy exhale where you relax your body, where you settle in. Breathing return to normal, and with a more or less normal breathing, continue this process of relaxing your body. On the exhale, relaxing the muscles of the face, maybe letting the lips part slightly so there's no pressure on the lips. On the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. Or if they don't relax, softening around the tension that might be there. And then as you exhale, softening the belly. Softening the belly and settling into a grounded posture. And then also relaxing the mind. Noticing first if there is any tension or tightness in the mind or in your thinking process. And if there is, maybe on the exhale you can relax and soften in the mind. Letting the mind become spacious, still. As you exhale, quieting your thinking. Slowing your thinking down a bit. And having relaxed in this way, do you have now a little heightened sensitivity to the ways in which your mind moves that creates tension, or tightness, the ways the mind moves that in thoughts and feelings and motivations that maybe you don't have to continue doing? Because it creates more tension or stress or lacks benefit. And it isn't necessarily that you have to do something different. It is as it is to appreciate the clarity in which you're aware of what's happening. Not so much you have to have a different experience, as it is your seeing in a new way. And that new way of seeing is the beneficial fork. It's going in a good direction, a healthy direction. So it helps you see more and more. When you go off in a direction with the mind that's not so useful, doing what you've done maybe many times, thinking and reviewing and planning, come back to the knowing. Always choose the fork in the road, whenever you see it, to see in a new way, meaning see with clarity, the clarity that shows you the choice to not go down a path that's not beneficial. whatever is occurring. How are you relating to it? Are you involved in thoughts and preferences, reactions? Can you feel if doing that diminishes your clarity of mind, your presence of mind, your ability to be aware, clearly aware of what's happening? For these few minutes that we're meditating, see if there can be a relaxed, easy enthusiasm for choosing awareness and clarity, open attention, rather than constricting and closing around some thought or concern, no matter how important. Every moment we're at a fork where we can go towards greater freedom. The freedom found in awareness. Choosing the healthy fork is not so much a doing, but a recognition of the naturalness of being aware. Settling back, opening up, allowing awareness to do itself, providing the clarity to see the choice when you come to a fork. And as we come to the end of the sitting, if you learned anything about how to recognize the fork between doing what is skillful and unskillful, the fork between what is brings more stress and less stress, the fork between preoccupation where there's little wisdom and clarity versus the fork where there's more wisdom, clarity, understanding. Maybe now you can consider how this recognition can help you support other people. How it's useful for others for you to be able to choose one side of the fork over the other. Even without actually doing helpful things for other people, just that you choose the healthy side of the fork. And may it be that this practice we do does in fact support the welfare and happiness of others. May we practice not only for our own benefit, but as we benefit ourselves, may we be practicing for the benefit of others as well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. And then today, what marks the end of the sitting is the whistling songs of the birds. Just now. So thank you very much.